You're listening to SBS News.
It was always going to be a tough assignment for Australia against the All Blacks in Auckland. With the Bledisloe Cup up for grabs, the home side didn't miss the opportunity to pile more pain on Wallabies fans who haven't seen their team hold the trophy since 2002. Despite the 40-12 loss, coach Michael Checker has tipped the side to finish the Rugby Championship strongly. Amid speculation over his job, Checker says he's committed to developing his young squad, but stressed he wants them to play with more consistency.
When ball turned over, our ability to close down the opportunity, like we did it on some occasions, but not consistently enough, and it's been the story of the two games. Some good things in small patches, but not enough, you know, even half, you know, a half here or a half, but it's, especially against them, it's 80 minutes or nothing.
Australia's next match is against South Africa in Brisbane in 2 weeks' time. In the English Premier League, title holders Manchester City dropped its first points of the season when the Sky Blues were held to a surprise 1-1 draw by Wolverhampton Wanderers. Despite that result, City manager Pep Guardiola wasn't too upset.
It's a good point, for us, because we knew it, the quality of the opponent, and I think we create enough chances to win the game, but doesn't count, so at the end it's 1-1.
In other matches, Arsenal scored its first win of the season under new coach Unai Emery with a 3-1 victory over West Ham United. In Spain, Barcelona scored its second win of the season, but only after the VAR system ruled out what would have been a late equaliser for Real Valladolid. VAR was only introduced to La Liga this season, and it was used to show that Keco's header was offside. There were no doubts over the winners of the second Super Netball Grand Final in Perth this weekend. Despite dominating the regular season, the West Coast Fever lost by 3 goals to the Sunshine Coast Lightning in front of the largest ever domestic netball crowd of 13,722 fans. The Sunshine Coast captain Jeeva Mentor spoke to Channel 9 after the nail-biting victory.
Fever have been awesome all year round, and it's so good to see them be supported and fantastic turnout, and it's so great for netball, and I'm just so proud and chuffed to these girls that we managed to come out, and it was electrifying in here. The atmosphere was so intense and we really had to focus on what we're doing. We could hardly hear the umpires at times, but yeah, I'm just so happy right now.
The result means the Lightning have won the first two Super Netball titles. It also means the wait for West Coast fans continues. The grand final was the first in the club's 22-year existence, but FIFA captain Courtney Bruce believes the wait to win their first ever national title might end this time next season.
Obviously not the outcome that we wanted, but I'm so proud of this bunch of girls behind me to get to this point, and just to dominate the season like we did, it gave us so much confidence and belief, and I bet my bottom dollar we'll be back next year with a huge vengeance.
In the NRL this weekend, the legendary North Queensland Cowboys halfback Jonathan Thurston bid farewell to Townsville in his final home game of the season against the Parramatta Eels. The Cowboys co-captain was happy with the 44-6 thrashing that ensures his side won't win the Wooden Spoon. But after the match, he was more concerned with bidding the club's loyal fans goodbye.
Loved leading the boys out every time I've had that opportunity out here, and to represent the region. You know, they've watched me from the start. So, yeah, it's been an incredible journey, and I'm really grateful for the memories that I've got.
Thurston plays the final match of his NRL career against the Gold Coast Titans on Saturday. The other big news out of the NRL this weekend was Dylan Napa of the Roosters being charged with Grade 3 dangerous contact for a controversial hit on Brisbane's Andrew McCulloch. The Roosters prop will be banned for 3 matches if he enters an early guilty plea, but would miss 4 games if he unsuccessfully challenges the judiciary. And in the AFL, the Melbourne Demons are celebrating qualifying for the finals for the first time in 12 years after a thumping 45-point win over the Greater Western Sydney Giants. After the match, Demons coach Simon Goodwin paid tribute to his team and their supporters.
And I thought today, they play a big part for us now. They're a big part of this journey now. But for me, it's terrific. It's terrific for our club. It's terrific for our supporters. But we know we start a new tournament in 2 weeks' time, and everyone is on zero.
And with the regular season now over, Richmond's Jack Revolt was confirmed as the winner of his 3rd Coleman medal for being the AFL's top goalscorer in the home and away rounds. In his 22 games this season, Revolt kicked 65 goals. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.